Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Deflate This, Abdullah Dies, and Boomtown Blues. Some of what we're talking about this hour of America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing out there? Some of you fighting some pretty chilly elements, but you know, that's the weather, isn't it? When we hit the mid-January to tail end of January skids, and then before you know it, we're into February. I can't believe already this year is off to a bang, isn't it? No question. So first, here's the deal with King Abdullah. He was such a tight friend to the U.S. This really is a great loss, except for Abdullah is somebody who lived a very long time. I mean, you hit 90, and he was pretty healthy. The good news is that he had a successor in the wings. And when I say he had a successor in the wings, of course, that's how they roll in Saudi Arabia. King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia dies at 90, and his half-brother is the one who's right there to step into the throne, if you will. And the brother feels similar, apparently. The 79-year-old half-brother, Prince Salam, had taken on a lot of his responsibilities and pretty much felt the same way that Abdullah feels about modernizing ultra-conservative Muslims and that kind of stuff. And if that continues, that's probably a very good thing. Because it's interesting, the death of King Abdullah happens as the collapse of the government in Yemen is falling apart, which couldn't be the worst possibility for the United States because of the hornet's nest that Yemen is. And because of President Hadi's government, where we had some conversations and had some experience with the president, etc. And as you all know, and I say this, my great reference point is our pal Jeff Atticott, who really knows the Middle East like the back of his hand and has been on this show for the last 4 or 5 years. And he talked about Yemen a long time ago before people were really mentioning it enough. And this is the place where any possibility, to me, really, really nasty, dangerous stuff is flowing like lava out of there. Because they're not fearful of anything. So think of the influence now. And think of the influence with the collapse of Hadi's government, what that means. I guess in all of the Middle East, if you look at Syria, you look at Iraq, you look at Yemen, and you look at now the transfer of power in Saudi Arabia, this is where you need a really strong Secretary of State. So the Secretary of State, Kerry, was in London for a meeting of the coalition of fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. They were calling one of those meetings, and he said that Abdullah was a brave partner because he was the guy. You know, everybody screams when they call the show that nobody's standing up, but that's not true. And I've said this several times, that Abdullah was one guy that finally was standing up, and he was pretty brave in pushing back on that extremism. For all the other, I think, pockets in Saudi Arabia, because certainly there were dangerous, massively dangerous elements in Saudi Arabia. He was trying to be the proponent of peace, for sure. There's no question about it. Especially when you get Kerry, the defense secretary, Chuck Hagel, when you get former President George H.W. Bush saying that, because they were pretty good friends, and he thought that he was a reliable partner, and that they had had a long-time relationship, John McCain. And you can look for Democrats and Republicans, for whatever you want to make of that, who would both say the same thing. So what now happens in the Middle East, we're seeing that wheel spin around again. And how about that? I mean, even when GW was in office, Abdullah was totally willing to go to the mat and do whatever he had to do, convincing the Arab League to approve an offer that all Arab states would agree to peace with Israel if it withdrew from lands that it, remember, had taken back in 1967. And that really all got kicked open then. And then, of course, after the September 11th terror attacks happened in the United States, Abdullah had to go through all of that resentment and everything else that the kingdom fell on because of the Saudi attachments, because the kingdom was home to 15 of the 19 hijackers. And a lot of people pointed out that the ideology for Al-Qaeda and other groups really came from Saudi Arabia's Wahhabi interpretation of Islam, as somebody was telling me today. So the bottom line is, that wasn't what he wanted. That wasn't what he wanted at all. And that's, he was working in a, viciously through his entire life to turn things around in Saudi Arabia and push it in a much, much different direction. So how about that? That's a that's big news. 90-year-old King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, dead at the age of 90. Half-brother inherits. Probably we don't see much of a change there. And, you know, we'll see what happens. Get ready. It's always a wild ride when we talk about the quicksand of the Middle East, isn't it? And just when you think you've got a job and it looks pretty good, and how many times do people call up here and say, you know what, if I have to go to North Dakota, and I don't care if I have to camp out, I'll go to North Dakota and I'll work in North Dakota. Well, oil prices, while to so many of us are an incredible joy, you pull up and you're paying, what did I say, 90 cents the other day with all the discounts, not good for the people in Williston, North Dakota. There have been so many stories in the last 4 years, really, that have been done on that town and so many others like it. But the drop in crude prices, which is, like I said, great for everybody in the with their automobiles driving around and their rides, right, has cost thousands of oil jobs, thousands. Schlumberger was a huge company that took a massive hit. They laid off 9,000 people last week. And in fact, I saw some stories on this, and some of the people that were interviewed said they basically had 24 hours to leave their house. You know, boom, you're done. So while there was that massive patch that was great and people were making money but couldn't find places to live and had to do whatever they could, now it's turned in a much different direction. In fact, in North Dakota, the number of rigs drilling new oil wells dropped from 187 this time last year to 161 this week, the lowest level in 5 years. And I saw a prediction today on CNBC. They think that it'll be down to 50 rigs by June. 50 rigs. So much different than the amount of people and the amount of equipment and, you know, the boom that it certainly was at one time. The amount of kids in the schools, some of that will change. And it's gone from boomtown to a bust. Coming up next, some of you are going to love this guy, some of you are going to hate him. Doug Giles, very opinionated about the Middle East and pussyfooting around what he calls the Islamic terrorists. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Doug Giles is in our virtual green room. You may have a friend with him. He's the author of Rise, Kill, and Eat, A Theology of Hunting from Genesis to Revelation. So, Doug, thanks for coming on with us. I was excited to have you on to talk about something that you're talking about and have talked about a lot, and it's about what's going on in, you know, with terror related to what happened in Paris and this idea of not, first of all, talking about what it is and also what are we doing with the populations and what is it that the extreme Islamists really want? Isn't it domination that they want?
Yeah, it appears, Kate, that you know, we can't call them terrorists. We're gonna continue on with this religion of peace stuff, where they're one of the yummiest religions known to mankind. However, I keep seeing popping up on my news feed over at ClashDaily.com day after day, week after week, 24/7, 365, that it's not Reformed Presbyterians or Episcopalians or Southern Baptists that are cutting off people's noggins, that are crucifying Christians in Syria, or they're killing cartoonists. Can you believe we're talking about cartoonists and satirists being murdered by a quote-unquote, how did Obama phrase Islam, a beautiful religion? Yeah, it just doesn't seem to be denominational or non-denominational people doing it. It seems like it's Islam. And, you know, and God forgive me if I'm judgmental and harsh now, every place that Islam rocks up, they just turn it into an abysmal mess. So I think we got a massive problem on our hand. I think Europe is screwed with diminishing birth rates and thinning of skin. I don't think from a demographic standpoint they can keep up with Islam, that are spawning 3 to 7 kids per household, while the West Western Europeans are down to like 1.1, 1.3. I think it's going to be a mess, man.
Yeah, and when you say you think it's going to be a mess, what do they... So imagine if you're Hollande, Hollande, and you're the leader of France, or anybody else for that matter, David Cameron, with the situation he's in as PM, what do? You have to take a harder stance, right?
Yeah, and the problem is that I think it's too little too late. I mean, this is the fourth quarter, and there's 15 seconds left, and you got a deflated football, and you're down 32 points. I mean, I don't know what they could do, Kate, because they embraced this multicultural BS back in the late 70s, England in particular. They got a lot of Pakistanis flood over in there, got them on the government dole, and they kind of look like peaceful, easy people, open up a couple of kebab shops and offer the UK some shawarma. And the next thing you know, there's radical imams from Pakistan that are flooded in, and now they've got Sharia courts in several hamlets from London up to York, and I don't know how they're going to extricate them. I aside from a full-on civil war, it's not going to be easy. And you got a lot of these 18 to 35-year-old Muslim punks that are going over to Syria and fighting with ISIS, and then all of a sudden they quote-unquote don't like it, and they're coming back over to the UK, and I'm telling you, it looks bad, and I'm usually chipper, but, when we look at the landscape and what Islam has done in infiltrating Western Europe, I don't think it's going to be pretty.
So, and when you look at that, and people are listening to us around the country, do you think this is a warning to the U.S.? I mean, for goodness sake, look what's happened here also in the past, but even just a year ago, the Boston Marathon bombing certainly was a warning, I would think, that we're not safe from lone wolves or cells or people who decide to get radicalized. Do you think this should be an eye-opener to the United States? I mean, well beyond that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, fashion and music usually spawns in the UK, as well as terrorism, and then it comes and hits our shores. But yeah, we should look at their multicultural yumminess. We should gaze at their kumbaya view of looking down on Americans. And we should now, with 30 years of hindsight, say, listen, you snaggletooth Brits, you embrace this nonsense that you're trying to sell us, and you've got one mel of a Hess on your hands, and no gracias. We're not going to allow Islam to bully us around. We're not going to give them special courts and proceedings. We're not going to kowtow to whether or not they want Jell-O because it has trace pork products. This is America, damn it. You blend in or you blend out. Go back to Sukkistan.
Do you think that with everything that's happened, when we look at our own elections and, in fact, coming up in 2016, does this help the Republicans, or do we need different leaders altogether?
Man, it's such a crapshoot when you roll the dice on any kind of candidate nowadays. I mean, look at Romney in the last two debates. He had Benghazi. It was brewing hot on the front burner. And when he was going toe-to-toe with Obama in the second and third debates, he rolled up in the fetal position and wed his special Mormon underwear. I don't know what people are going to do now. I don't know what kind of stance. You know, they talk big and they bluster and puff their chest out, but... You know, when push comes to shove and the spotlight cranks down on you and you've got billions of dollars at stake and a lot of people hate you and trying to push you to the left of center, I don't know how people perform. That's where, you don't know what's in an orange until you squeeze it. And that's, the times we're in, Kate, are great times to bring forth a true leader, but it's also the pressure to conform and you're just another squab, another brick in the wall, so... It really remains to be seen.
Yeah, so you're saying it's pretty tough when you think, geez, who am I going to look at for president? Let's hear these debates and see who, when you squeeze them, see what happens and hope you get the right orange, right?
Yeah, and even say they do say the right thing, even in the debates, when they get behind that desk in 1600 Penn Ave, it still behooves we the people that we make sure these elected officials, they're not kings, they're not potentates. There are employees. They do exactly what they say that they're going to do, or we'll kick their butts out of office. I mean, we've got to get to a place to where, we're the watchdogs, we're the prophets, and they do what we the people and our founding docs want to do. or they, along with Michael Moore, Liam Neeson, and Seth Rogen, can kiss our backside.
Yeah, I think I love that. I think a lot of people forget that, Doug. People forget, yeah, it is we the people, and it is, and these are our representatives, and I don't know why that is. I got that in history class. You obviously got that in history class and in life, but somehow we've lost it in between. Why is that?
Because we're cruise control folks. I mean, we're more dazzled by, you know, pizza that has cheese inside the crust and Kim Kardashian's new butt implants than we are this grand experiment in self-governance. And I think we just think that, hey, man, we're going to give him the keys to this bus and he's going to take us to Happy Land. The only problem is that somebody's stolen the wheels off the bus. They've painted it with communist signs, and we're in $18 trillion of debt. They didn't take us to Happy Land. They took us to Crapville.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting stuff. Doug Giles, Rise, Kill, and Eat, A Theology of Hunting from Genesis to Revelation. Thanks. Love it. You are such a wild turn. It's fun to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Bye.
Wow. No holds barred, Doug Giles. That one's for you. Trust me, my friend in Texas, Dan in Texas, I guarantee. He'll call up and tell us how much he enjoyed that. And Doug takes the opposite stance of, you know, hey, look what's happening in Europe, and ultimately, what is the effect in the United States? And I do agree with that part. I think it is very scary what's happening in Europe, because imagine having that situation. Imagine trying to figure and unweave and unravel all of that. And part of it is because nobody was paying attention in the beginning. Nobody's paying attention to what was happening. No one was paying attention to the things they should have been paying attention to, perhaps. And that's why Western Europe has ended up in some of these scenarios that they've ended up in. Now, in the United States, luckily, we can say that hasn't happened. That, in fact, when there have been the slip-ups, we've tried to sew them up. And that's why there is such fervor over what's happening at borders and what are we doing with visas and checking visas and passports, because I think we should revoke passports if somebody goes over to Yemen and they're trying to train somewhere. You see that passport comes up, are you kidding? It immediately should be revoked, no questions asked. I don't see any reason to pussyfoot around that. But it's very, very, very interesting that we're going to have this big summit coming up next fall. What is that gonna reveal? What's gonna come out of that? Anything of note? Anything that's gonna help Europe? Anything that's gonna make any difference in the United States? Or is it more still the reaction to what happened at Charlie Hebdo? And we have to do something, but what do we do? And as other world leaders, we gotta help France, but what is it we're trying to do? We can only offer so much up. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Think it puts people to work. It's interesting in Washington where nobody can agree on anything, but this is one bill where the Republicans and Democrats can come together here and have a vote. Labor and business can come together on the Keystone Pipeline. So maybe that's something we can get done that will create 25,000, 40,000 new jobs in America. We need to fix our infrastructure. We need to get people back to work. If you want to do it, pass the Keystone Pipeline.
That's the head of the Teamsters Union, James Hoffa. It's interesting. I talked about the Boomtown Blues and the fact that a lot of people are getting laid off in North Dakota because of the tanking of gas and, of course, how we've gunked up the system anyway in the first place. So at first it was like, wow, move to North Dakota, and this be great. And now, whoops, what we giveth, we taketh away, just like that. So there are some replacement jobs. If we had the Keystone Pipeline up and going, voila, some of those people perhaps could jump into some of those jobs. But the Keystone Pipeline is going to need a very big, fat push for it to actually go through. And it's crazy because if you think 6 years of talking about this, I never thought I just didn't think it would be that. First of all, I didn't think it would be that much of a debate. Sure, there'd be a debate, and I get that. But I thought it would be maybe a year, 2 year, not this long. Wait till you hear later in the show what Hillary Clinton has to say about the Keystone Pipeline. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you and all your nooks and crannies. Hope you're doing well. Remember, 24/7, we are open for biz. I don't care what side of anything you're on, or maybe you don't pick a side. You can always let it fly at AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net, or give me a ring at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. And, I mean, all emails are welcome. I've got, wait till I go to the mailbag this time around. You're going to be so surprised by a couple of emails I got. Got really called out for being a, somebody called me a Republican mouthpiece. A Republican mouthpiece. And that it is pretty funny, actually, the email, but I'll let you hear it later in the show. While at the same time, somebody accused me of being a lame liberal. How did I become a lame liberal and a Republican mouthpiece in the same show? I don't know. So let's go to Dan in Texas. Perhaps he has an answer for all of that hooey. Hey, Dan, how are you? I'm just putting my headsets down. I swear.
Yes, I am. I'm just putting my headset down.
Only for you.
Thank you, love. Okay, I know you are smarter than the average bear, and you know about geography. Take a little mental map of the Middle East. You got Lebanon. You got Syria. Now you got Iran. And then you come all the way around, and you got Iran's influence in Iraq. And then you come all the way down, and you got Yemen. And it just went south. And guess what? All these places that have went south are influenced by Shiites. Now there is going to be a bloodbath in Yemen, and because of the Sunnis. And then it's going to be a bloodbath in, what's that country that, Jordan. It's going to be a bloodbath in Jordan because they don't have the 600-mile fence to protect their little butts. That's the next place they move in. So then you've got the entire group surrounding Israel and Saudi Arabia, which will be under attack. Plus you've got the people that want to overthrow the king in Saudi Arabia that are even more harsh line than even ISIS, and these are the Wahhabists. So you're gonna see some radical changes. Now on the pipeline thingy, we could get the pipeline put through if people would call their congressman and senator of the Democratic persuasion and tell them that they want a voice vote on the upcoming vote on this. And that they will remember who they voted and how they voted in the next election, and they will not be back in office in any way, shape, or form if they don't approve the pipeline. Now, another thing, we got a little thing called the A-10 Warthog airplane, which we have 286 of, and they are absolutely feared by ISIS and have been feared by any adversary we have put up against them. Because they've got a Vulcan gun in the nose that can shoot 11,000 rounds in 58 seconds. Talk about a beast. It is a bad one. But our beloved president, using the Air Force and the people that he's put in power, want to scrap the A-10 Warthog, and they'll put it on the board for other things that they want to produce, a.k.a. the Pentagon. More job protection, at the same time weakening our defenses. This is all done by Barack Hussein Obama, and that's what's going on.
Yeah, Dan, I had Congressman Pittenger on yesterday, and he's on that terrorism committee, and he went crazy about that. He was crazy about talking about there is just no way that we can be slicing and dicing and then saying, we're doing everything we can to protect our shores, and because we're not.
One more thing. that guy that you had on, he's absolutely right. They took away the guns in England. Now England's at the fence with its people under its army, but they're the only ones that's got guns. Same thing in France. Same thing in Australia. Jack will tell you all about that. And the only place that can stand up to these Islamic pigs is the United States of America, and I say kick every damn Muslim out of this country while we've got the chance, and stop Obama from importing 340,000 a year that he's letting into this country.
Dan in Texas, very opinionated. Thanks, Dan. You know, here's the thing. He knows I don't agree with that. You cannot say that about all Muslims. Now, when he's talking about Islamic terrorists, when he's talking about, he's right about what Doug Giles was saying, some of what he had said about England and guns, etc. And we can talk about statistics there, and you can argue about that. Absolutely, 100% right on. I completely agree. And this is why, you know, talking about the death of, and he's right also about geography. Look at geography and look about what's going to happen with the Wahhabists, which is what I was talking about earlier, the significance of King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia dying and why so many American presidents felt close to him, because he was a reformer who really had to butt heads with a lot of people. They could have taken him out, poisoned him, assassinated him. He wasn't popular with a lot of people. He was, I mean, I shouldn't say he wasn't popular with a lot of people. A lot of people in the kingdom, I'm sure, loved him. But also, he brushed back against the conservatism and the traditionalists and all of that. And that's not what he wanted for Saudi Arabia. So his absence in Saudi Arabia, even with the brother stepping in, does leave a heightened awareness of things could really flip fast. I mean, they could really flip fast. And the other thing that I'm sure Dan would agree with and Doug Giles agrees with, I mean, you've got to take out these terrorist camps, these terrorists, these the young minds that are being infiltrated in these schools and these madrasas and these mosques, etc., where they know their feeders. They know it in some places in the Middle East. Certainly not every mosque in the world. What I'm saying is those in the Middle East that they know are feeders, where they're pulling young boys out of them. I mean, hello, we know this. This is factual information. I don't get it. I mean, there's got to be a way to rein upon these, upon these terrorist thugs, especially ISIL. They're gaining more power. Al-Qaeda, think of Al-Qaeda, think of Boko Haram, think of Hamas, because really Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them, mix them into the same pile and separate them. Who are the worst guys? Who are the worst in the bunch? And Yemen is now a nasty mess. So it's so bad that we've really pretty much pulled out as many Americans as we can. They're telling all the diplomats to run for the hills. So when they say that, okay, forget it. We're not going to even try to do anything here. We're worried. You're a target. You got to get going. We've got a whole bunch of sedans coming your way, right? And they're bulletproof. Run from the building and jump in the car, and we'll get you on a plane. I mean, seriously, it's that bad. The U.S. is pulling much more staff out than I think they thought they originally were going to have to do, because obviously they're targets. Obviously, in the situation they are now with the resignation of the president and really nobody in control, it's not a how fortified can that embassy be? I mean, it is, but how many, you know, everybody's kind of huddled in there. They're operating, they're trying to operate a little bit as normal, but it's pretty difficult. And the fact that the president said, you know, forget it, resigns, you're talking about the militia taking control. So that means that after a year long of a bloody uprising, this government has flipped over. Wow. So forget the dialogue continuing on the ground between the Yemeni factions. I don't think so. There's not going to be a lot of de-escalation. Not that I can imagine. Happening next, we're going to lighten the load. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you.
Coming up, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Admit it. You've done something dumb, right? I don't know. I'd love for somebody to call me and say, I have never done a dumb thing in my life. It makes us human. Are you kidding me? We're going to go to that in just a second. But first, how about this story about a Southern California high school basketball coach? Guess what? Suspended and now facing accusations of mercy. Having no mercy in running up the score because his team pounded the other team 161-2. Yeah, it's true. Arroyo Valley High School girls coach Michael Anderson was suspended for 2 games after the win against Bloomington High. Oh, I feel so bad for Bloomington High, though. They get 2 points, a whole game, 2 points. And the other team gets 161. Perhaps this league is a little lopsided. He said he wasn't trying to run up the score or embarrass the opposition. His team had won the 4 last games that they played by at least 70 points. And Bloomington had already lost a game by 91 points. And then this is the worst thing, though. He really, there is a thing. It is a code. You couldn't have told a couple of the girls to just stand there, don't block them, let them shoot. Maybe a basket will drop. Every once in a while, a squirrel finds a nut. Maybe they'll find the hoop. Just let it drop in. A few here, a few there, a few soft ones. Let it get up to 10. Let him get 10. What he said afterwards was, I didn't expect him to be that bad. Ooh, ouch. Can't say that. I don't think he really meant it to come out that way, but it did. And the Bloomington coach, Dale Chung, says Arroyo Valley used a full court press for the entire first half to lead 104-1 at halftime. But he said, look, people shouldn't feel sorry for the team. They should feel sorry for his team, which isn't learning the game the right way. I mean, so that's kind of an ethical question. If you have a daughter and she's a great player and she's being coached by someone, score, 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 pass, 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 transition, and they're creaming the other team, should you tell them to lay off and let the other team score a little bit? Should there be kind of a mercy rule? I don't know. I think there should be, actually. If I had a daughter and she was playing, I would pull her over and I'd say, just let him get by you. Listen, I'll take you out. Just let him get by you a couple of times. Let him score. Because that's really crazy. 161-2. Oh, you got to feel sorry for him. All right, time for dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, violator. What?
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
You're going to love our first one. How about this one? Larry says, I did the dumbest thing of all. I decided I would pack my own groceries. Usually I let the people at the store do it if they're available. Nobody was really around, so I decided I'll help out. And I was kind of flinging things right and left. Somehow I managed to put in the canvas bag a dozen eggs with the milk on top of them. I bet it was all mixed up by the time he got home. So I threw everything in the trunk, and before you know it, I had broken almost every single one of the eggs. How is that possible, Kate? I don't understand. Well, I understand, depending on how you positioned the package, too. I mean, you never put anything on eggs. And maybe you still could have gotten lucky depending on the carton you had. But I'm thinking you had one of those soft styrofoam ones, so that would have easily kind of fallen apart, I think. It would have squeezed it. The milk is too heavy, especially if you're talking about a gallon of milk. But that's an easy, dumb thing. I bet a lot of people have mistakes when they're packing groceries and sometimes something pops open or drops. I've had that happen to me where they always ask me this. Do you just want your milk, or do you want it in a bag? And I always think, why do they ask me if I just want the milk? I'm just going to He-Man it with, you know, five bags of groceries and grab that old milk jug, and it's going to be okay. It's not going to slip out of my hands. And so one time I said, yeah, just leave it out. And sure enough, boom, that old milk jug, that whole gallon slipped out of my hands all over the garage. Yeah, it was nasty. So it was, you know, it was spent. I had to wash down the garage. It was brutal. That was my dumb thing contribution. Okay, here's another one. This one from Jack, who says, Kate, I love dumb things. I laugh my head off every single time I hear you doing the dumb things. And I think I need to call. I have so many dumb things to probably report. This one is kind of a sad dumb things. I went with a bunch of friends to the Bahamas. We had a cool time at Atlantis. And I'm using the word cool as to not describe really what happened there. And we had pictures of, you know, our gaming activities and fishing and blah, blah, blah. And our poolside babes. But unfortunately, I didn't have the little cartridge thingy in. So when I got back, I didn't really have the pictures. And people can't believe that. They're like, how could you not have a cartridge, and how could you not understand how that works when you simply zip it on your computer? That doesn't make any sense. And I think the same thing. How could you not know? I guess you could do it pretty easy. You have a camera and Maybe you're used to using your cell phone camera and you take it out and you use the stick and you've got it and you're taking pictures off and you leave it so you don't put it back. You don't put it back in the camera. I think that's the greatest thing about shooting pictures now, that you can immediately get the results with great lenses and whatnot. I guess the lesson there is you need to make sure that you check your equipment, right? Check your equipment. All right, got this one from Bobby who says, hey, Kate, you're going to like this one because I think you're a golfer. It's a really, really dumb thing I did. I was teaching my young son to putt, and he has a putter that probably comes up to, not even my waist. And when I was putting his putter away, I accidentally put it into my bag, left my putter out, had an early morning tea time, a lot of do-re-mi kind of on the line with my pals, and they wouldn't let me putt with any other putter but the one that was in my bag, and it was my son's, and it was so short I was hobbled over. It was ridiculous trying to make the putts because I looked like I was trying to kiss the ground. I guess I should have made sure that I picked up my own putter. Yeah, we had somebody else talk about golf clubs one time before that they had left the clubs on the course and they were chipping or they were putting or whatever, and they left the club, and then by the time they remembered it, it was too late and it was already gone. But that's kind of a common thing. That's a dumb thing that a lot of people share, but I don't know. The putter thing in the house, you got to make sure that you put it back in your bag for sure. Here's one from a female from Charlotte who says, Kate, I love the show. Sometime I'm going to call you. I'm just too darn tired, so I like to just listen and enjoy. But one of the dumbest things I did, I live in New Jersey and I commute into the city, and I was so excited because I had saved money to meet my friends and go and see one of the new openings on Broadway. It was the Book of Mormon, which was, I say it's a new opening. It was a new opening for us because it was so hard to get tickets. And once, we were supposed to go and I had my nice clothes and I had my heels in my bag, or at least I thought I had, but I didn't, because you know how you wear your comfortable shoes. So I ended up going to see the musical in a dress, a really pretty black dress, with my Nike shoes on. I felt like I kind of stood out. It was a little weird. But hey, what can I do? I'm a commuter. I forgot my heels. Yeah, I think they'll forgive you. New Yorkers will forgive you. They probably weren't even really looking at your feet, actually. I bet that's an easy thing to have happen. I did that once with flip-flops. I had flip-flops, and I needed other shoes to change into, and I forgot to have the other shoes. Dang. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. If you have some, share them with me, americatonight.net.
Receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.